Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. All right, so let's begin with propaganda over the pandemic. This is very important. You know, you expect propaganda from both sides in a presidential race, or even Senate or House or local governorship. You expect partisanship. The press is no longer looking out for you in the sense of trying to gather facts. But once you have a life-death situation, which this virus is, it's life-death, then you expect the national news media to be honest, to try to search out facts. It's not happening. It does happen here, and it's almost a miracle that so many people have caught on to this. I'll restate again that we are having millions of page views on BillO'Reilly.com. Millions. That means that people go in and they look at me on the Hannity radio program as I was today, or Beck's program on Friday, or they look at my column, my weekly column, or they're like you premium and concierge members who watch the newscast. Only you can watch what I'm doing now. But other people come in and graze, and we hope they, you know, sign up. But the fact that they're interested is startling at these numbers. Now, there are two outcomes that the national media wants in the pandemic. Two. The first outcome is they don't want business as usual. They don't want people going back to work quickly. Now, they'll tell you it's because they want to protect you and they want to tamp down a virus. That's why they don't want you to go back to work. That's their justification. So they tell their reporters, find stories or headlines or whatever that will dissuade Americans from opening up and make those who want to open up, like the governor of Georgia and others, look like fools. All right, that's number one. That, and you see it, and I'll show you in a minute, but you see it, it's out there. Number two is we want Trump to lose in November. And the longer we can keep the American economic engine shut down, the more of a chance that will happen, in addition to bad news on the flu. Now, some of you on the message boards have gotten on my case about Sweden. I reported you the truth in Sweden. And if you don't want the truth, I don't know why you're here. I'm not scolding you, but I'll tell you again that Sweden did not shut down, but has a 17% higher contagion rate than its neighbors, Norway and Finland. Sweden has some more people than Norway and Sweden, but we're doing per capita, not just raw numbers. So you can see that if you don't shut down, you're going to have more contagion. And that's going to happen here in the USA as well. But you can cap it and keep it under control if you have sane rules. And I'm going to talk to you about my message of the day on opening professional sports later on. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
All right. So the three nightly broadcasts on the networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, are way up in the ratings. They were dying before the pandemic. Now people are at home and they're watching. I want to show you two frontline correspondents and how they frame what I'm talking about. The first one is the CBS White House correspondent. Go.
Honora, they are still begging the White House to help them get testing supplies. And one senior official who works for a Democratic governor who listened in on that call said it is, quote, insane and criminal the administration is not doing more to help. But tonight, once again, the president said the burden is on the states.
Okay, so number one, that never should have happened, because the script that that lady read, that was a script, goes into the CBS system and the executive producers look at it. You don't use an anonymous source who's obviously partisan, working for a Democratic governor, and shield that person, name him or her, name him. That's so unfair, it's off the chart unfair. And number two, she uses the words from this anonymous source, insane and criminal. That's irresponsible. You could get the same amount of vitriol from Republicans. Well, why doesn't she quote them? Why? You want to balance it, right? So that is off the chart irresponsible, and it's journalistic malpractice. And that is one of their top correspondents at CBS News. Let's go to ABC News. Roll the tape.
Since the outbreak, the White House has been using the virus to justify increased restrictions on immigration. They've basically been working up to this. A move like this, though, would be absolutely unprecedented and would essentially shut down the legal immigration system. And one thing is certain, this is definitely going to be challenged in court. Opponents are calling this xenophobic.
Okay, so that's on Trump's executive order about limiting immigration. So the woman, Cecilia Vega, another White House correspondent for ABC News, says that this is bad. Oh, it's bad. This is going to be court challenged. It's a 60-day suspension. Not going to be a court challenge. It'll be over. Or maybe the ACLU or somebody will do it, but they know it's going to be over like that. Okay? There's no two sides to that. Ms. Vega's not giving you, well, President Trump says that he has to do this because he wants Americans to have first shot at any job. He doesn't want to give green cards to people coming from other countries. Look, you may disagree with that, but that's not an illogical position. And xenophobic, another name call. The first one, CBS says criminal insane, ABC xenophobic. No two sides to the story. Nuh-uh. These are bang. This is it. Now, this is propaganda. The difference is this. When you are a journalist, you seek the truth. Remember, these people aren't commentators like I am. They're reporters. You seek the truth. You give both sides. That's what you do. Roll the tape on this. We'll be right back. Everything is expensive these days. You know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Let's do some mail. Jeffrey on a message board. Have previous epidemics, pandemics been so politicized? Was Ebola or the 1918 Spanish flu? In 1918, there was no national media to speak of, newspapers, but
you know, by the time he got the information in California in 1918, it was 2 weeks old. In Ebola, there was some politicizing of it. I called for a suspension of flights from Central Africa. I got called a racist for doing it. But it wasn't like, because we only had a few cases here. And the Ebola thing was shut down. Remember the Dallas nurse who died. Brenda Eshelman, Fulton, Maryland. Bill, first I want to thank you for your continued ongoing spot on news. I cannot understand how Governor Gavin Newsom of California can be handing out virus relief checks to illegal immigrants when funds for small business have run out. We have so many small businesses who are not able to get this money. Where is Governor Newsom getting the money to hand out to illegal immigrants? From Sacramento, from the Treasury. That's where. Look, you live in Maryland, Brenda. So Maryland is a blue state, very liberal. But you're not even close to what California is. If the, 52 million Californians want to put people in Sacramento who are so far left, it's almost unbelievable. That's what you're going to get. P.B. Chambers, Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I watched the Jeff Dunham biography. Near the end, he was interviewed in Dallas by a young reporter named Bill O'Reilly. I think I get an email a day on Dunham, and I just emailed Dunham, who's a great guy, by the way. I just emailed. I said, you got to demand they stop playing this dopey bio of you. Every day. Now, I was in Dallas, WFAA-TV, second job. I interviewed Dunham, who was a little kid ventriloquist. It's a great piece. All right, look, for the next 9 months, maybe a year, there's going to be fallout from the pandemic. It's going to reach you at home, some way, somehow. That's why you want to upgrade or, no, you'd have to upgrade because everybody watching this is either a concierge or a premium member. Upgrade a concierge membership because I can help you. And so it's worth it. Word to the wise, concierge membership. You get direct access to me. We'll see you tomorrow.